I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Well, guys, she's back. Chrissy Teigen, I mean, it's wild to look at the evolution of Chrissy Teigen. I feel like she's become one of the great minds of our nation or something. Every time she tweets, it gets picked up. Every time she posts something on Instagram, it's a huge deal. She's back where she belongs, in our clubhouse, with Kelly Dodd. I just rode up in the elevator with Chrissy, and she's flipping out about being on the show with Kelly. She's very excited. We have the milkman behind the bar, Kelly's hot milkman, who our talent coordinator, Dory, just ran into. Said he's very hot. Don't know about the personality, but he is certainly very hot, and that's all that matters from our milkman. Okay, see you in there.
Real Housewives absolutely thrill her, and her friend Emily threatened to kill her. It's Watch What Happens Live with Chrissy Teigen and Kelly Dodd now. It's Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with the woman who writes cookbooks and another who, if set off, will eat you alive. Since we last saw my first guest, she had a baby, and Ramona Singer's episode of her show Lip Sync Battle finally aired. Here to tell us which one was more meaningful, it's Chrissy Teigen. I'm Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy's new cookbook, Cravings, Hungry for More, is out now. It is a smash hit, not surprised. Tonight, she said Vicky's house was like a revolving door of men, which honestly sounds like a dream. Here to dish on the OC drama, it's Real Housewife Kelly Dodd. And, I mean, as if that isn't enough, over at the bar, he not only does a body good, he also provides Kelly with a good source of D. Vitamin D.
Milkman!
It is Kelly's milkman, Frank Acosta. Do you two, Kelly, does Frank still deliver your milk?
Yes, he does. From time to time.
What does it mean to you to be here next to Kelly Dodd?
I am thrilled. I think we all know how obsessed I am with Housewives, but specifically OC is close to my heart. I'm from OC. I mean, I went to high school there, so this is everything. I'm so excited.
And, you know, Chrissy, I feel like every time I see you,
I'm pregnant?
Become even more of, like, the nation's spokesperson. Everything you tweet or post gets picked up.
I know.
Do you think before you tweet, or is
no.
that the key? You don't, right?
I think I don't, but it's scary now having like book and cookware. I'm like, you gotta button it up a little bit. It's scary.
Please don't.
Yeah, so I only had like 3 glasses of wine.
Oh, good. Okay, good. She's on her 3rd glass of wine tonight. And Chrissy, we found out your name is spelled Tegan. I'm going to keep saying Tegan.
Thank you.
Your name is meant to be pronounced
Tegan. Yeah, honestly,
Tegan.
We all stopped caring a long time ago.
Okay. I also want to know, before we get into it, what Bravo people do you have in your cell phone besides me?
Oh, gosh, I have Countess. She told me about her engagement.
Okay.
I text you the most, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I text you after every episode,
yes.
something weird.
Yes.
I loop John in.
Yes, it's good. I like it when John gets looped in. by the way, folks, voting for the Real Housewives Awards launched today. You can go to bravotv.com/RH Awards. See the results live on this show on October 29th. Your questions for Chrissy and Kelly are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what 3 things I am obsessed with tonight. First, the only thing as bizarre as Kelly inadvertently getting into a yelling match with Emily's husband, Shane, was the subsequent apology sit down. Here's what. Take a look at a relationship that is as strange as Kelly's I'm Sorry Succulent. Watch right here.
You're a f***ing dork. That's what you are, loser.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp, little pussy.
Look, you're a little bitch.
It happens so fast for me. Like, I literally need a court reporter to sit next to me.
That might go against you, though, if you have someone documenting the things you say.
She's kind of sarcastic.
I like
you.
Whatever you said bothered me. It took me over the edge. I completely was out of line.
For the record, if you want to confront someone with what they said about you, just show them, and then it's like now they can't back out.
Well, that's the lawyer coming at you, but...
This is my common sense.
After that apology, did you feel better about him?
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. But I did it just to suck it up because I love the mom, Perry.
Right.
I love her, and
yes.
I really do like Emily. She's a nice. She's been very nice to me.
Good.
But we have foot and mouth syndrome, I think. I mean, we say things and then, oh, crap.
But then he continuously, like, you see, it was just rude to me. That was...
I couldn't tell if he was actually trying to be sarcastic and you two were... Because you're kind of funny. You have a funny sense of humor, too. Chrissy is obsessed with you calling him dork. She thinks that, right?
I saw him in the elevator earlier. I was like, hey, you dork. Right. Yeah, go up, dork.
I'm just the 90s.
Word dork is so great.
Right. Second, Chrissy's husband may have recently played Jesus, but tonight on the OC, Vicky's Girls Dinner had some real Last Supper vibes. Here's what. Take a look at Gina opening up her divorce and getting absolutely crucified.
So nonchalant about getting divorced. Like, it bothers me, to tell
you
the truth.
I'm sorry. We can structure our families the way that we want.
That's weird that
you guys still have sex.
It might be weird, and I'm sorry that it's weird.
You took a matrimony. You went in front of God and said, I will marry you.
I don't even believe in God.
You don't believe in God? Are you serious?
I believe in a higher power.
But that's God.
I believe in a God. I don't know who he is. I've never met him.
That's why you're in the place you're in.
Yeah. I'm not in a bad place.
But you don't have a moral compass inside your soul.
You sound stupid. I don't do stupid.
I'm a lot of things, but stupid I'm not.
I will literally battle this till the day I die. So back up.
You guys know there are like normal dinners. Like people go to dinner with their friends and no, like if I had this kind of fight or like any kind of fight that you guys have on a daily basis, I would die. My insides would die. That's why I really salute all the housewives, just putting it out there.
Right,
yeah,
they
no,
do.
I don't act like that normal. If I went to your house, I would not behave that way.
It's about the mix. Well, it's about the mix of people, though. You put a certain group of people together, and you don't know what's going to happen. But this was surprising. I mean, Gina, she felt like she was under attack about the marriage. You and Gina have become good buddies.
Yes,
right?
I love Gina. She's awesome. I give her great advice.
Okay. Well, finally, fun fact. Not only is Chrissy's cookbook called Cravings, Hungry for More, it's also the name of her journal entry every time a season of Housewives ends. So, Chrissy, it's time for a buffet of Bravo questions.
Okay.
Orange County, what's your reaction to Tamara saying Vicky's not in love with Steve?
I think she is in love with Steve. I think he's a great guy, and it's easy to be in love with him.
Did Vicky break girl code by setting Michael up with her friend without telling Kelly?
Absolutely.
Whose side were you on in New York, Bethany or Carol?
Bethany.
How do you feel about Dorinda yelling at Luann to drink more and get arrested after Luann said Dorinda was starting?
I didn't like that. I felt like, yeah, I think she was just, I don't know. When she was like, how are the margaritas? I would have taken that poorly too, but it was nothing. None of that would have happened without alcohol.
What was your reaction to Tinsley downplaying the danger during the boat ride from hell?
I would do the same exact thing. I'm like, we had a great time.
Do you agree with Ramona that Bethany doesn't support other women in their businesses?
I disagree.
Who is the queen in Dallas, Leanne or Deandra?
I love them both, honestly. Deandra, maybe.
Whose side were you on over the bashing Brandy's baby comments, Stephanie or Cameron?
Oh, Cameron went too hard. She went too far. Stephanie meant well.
Do you agree with Leanne and Cameron that Brandy is classless and a bad influence on Deandra?
I disagree.
Below deck, what did you make of the Joao Brooke Casey love triangle?
Oh my God, Joao is such a little player. Why is everyone going crazy?
Did Hannah overreact about the 50 euros and was Captain Sandy too hard on her and Conrad?
I probably wouldn't. I mean, like asking for the cigarette money back and everything, and I thought that was weird. I mean, I money talk is so icky. It's so
Thank you, Chrissy Teigen. Here's what. This is going to be great. Chrissy, we often surprise a Bravo superfan with a Real Housewife mystery call. But since you're no ordinary fan, we have not one. We have not two. We have three Real Housewives on the line right now. Each has their voices disguised. You're going to ask the first one yes or no questions until you can guess her identity or until the 30-second clock runs out. Then we're going to move on to the next. This is timed. This is serious. Yes or no questions. Yes or no questions, okay? Here we go. Three Real Housewives mystery calls. We've never done this. First one, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yes or no questions, Chrissy.
Are you East Coast?
Yes.
Are you Atlanta?
No.
Are you New York?
No.
Are you New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Did you go through a divorce?
One. Oh, yes.
Did you go to jail?
No.
Okay. Are you a singer?
No.
Please identify yourself.
Margaret Joseph.
It's the Cadillacs and Pigtails.
Margaret, I saw you. Hi, Kelly. Hi. Oh my gosh.
Margaret, your the new season of Jersey is off the chain. I am so excited. We will be seeing you very soon. All right, it's time for the next Housewives mystery caller. Housewife, please, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Chrissy, go.
Are you Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Are you OC?
No, she said yes.
Oh, no?
She's Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, okay. Do you have a restaurant? Are you Lisa Van Rump? Are you Camille? Are you, Camille's gone.
Kyle.
Do you own a store? A clothing store?
Yes.
Are you Kyle?
Yes, I am.
Oh! Very exciting! How's it going, Kyle?
She's so good.
I love you, Kyle. I want to slide into Kyle's DMs all the time, and I try to stop myself. Can you text me your phone number, text it to Chris, and get it to me?
About your book.
Yay, thank
you. Kyle, can I give Chrissy your phone number?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'm giving her phone number. All right, it is time for, thank you, Kyle. It's time for mystery call number three. Mystery caller, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, Chrissy, go.
Are you Dallas?
Yes.
Woo! Okay, is this Leanne?
Wow!
Yes! Wow! Really good! Take a bow, Chrissy Teigen! Oh my God, Joanna!
Oh my God!
Want to say, Chrissy, we gave you the ultimate souvenir. You have a little bit of Leanne on your shoulder.
I'm so proud.
It's so good.
Texas.
It's
perfect. She got some Texas right there.
Kelly Mayella L. wants to know, you wanted your ex-husband to find someone, and now that he did, you act really angry. Why?
I'm not angry. I hope he finds somebody. I hope he gets married so he can leave me alone.
Okay.
No, I really do. I want him to be happy. Michael and I get along great.
Okay.
I just was upset that Vicky didn't tell me.
Okay.
I had to find out from somebody else.
Let's go to Sarah from D.C. with a question for Chrissy Teigen. Sarah, what's your question?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. I'll see you in Anderson next week in D.C.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Hey, Chrissy. Love your book.
Thank you.
My question is, was it awkward at all between John and Kanye at your baby shower after Kanye posted John's text about Trump?
John has had to live with me for like 12 years now. Nothing phases him, really. I don't know. I like to get that awkwardness out of there. I just like, let's squash it. Let's talk. They've had a good conversation there. I think, it really wasn't. It's hard for me to feel uncomfortable.
Right. He had to be pissed that Kanye posted this.
He didn't think that was going to happen. But also, he still stands by everything he said. And it's fine.
Let's go to Lisa from Georgia with a question for Kelly. Lisa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is, Kelly, what did you think when you watched the episode and saw you met Shane 30 minutes prior to your fight?
I know.
You're like, who is this guy?
I was in Tamara's house. She just rebuilt it. I was looking at everybody. I met a million people inside when we first walked in.
Yeah.
And I don't think I heard, this is my husband. I heard, this is Shane. I'm like, yeah, nice to meet you. Didn't think anything of it. Because if she would have said, this is my husband, Shane, I really heard it. I wasn't paying attention.
Right. You guys are so shady boots.
I know.
And you But at least I get to explain myself because everybody has done that.
Yeah.
Everyone has done that.
I reintroduce myself to people who've been on my show the next day.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mary from Georgia. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Thanks.
I have a question for Chrissy.
Okay.
How freaky did you and John get after he won the EGOT?
Oh, good question.
What is it?
What's the lowest amount of freaky? Like, we didn't do anything. Yeah.
Really?
No, nothing. I'd lost my voice. I had to go tape an episode of Lip Sync Battle. And then we had In-N-Out. I don't want to be like,
with In-N-Out.
We're so relatable. Yeah. But, yeah, we didn't do anything.
Morgan from Missouri said, is there a reason why the top shelf of the trophy case doesn't have one of each EGOT? It's kind of bugging me on your IG story.
We can change that for you.
I kind of feel like
we'll
you should
it.
Show it off, you know?
We'll change it.
Yeah. Let's go to Carla from Cincinnati. Hey, Carla, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly, wanted to know what your reaction was from Vicky calling you a gold digger last week on Watch What Happens Live.
Dude, I'm all about the thrills and not about the bills.
She's pointing to the milkman.
I'm not a billionaire.
I spent the first 4 years of our relationship being called a gold digger.
So yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? I want to find a billionaire. Where can I get one?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
That's awesome. Adija G said, Chrissy, now that John has plenty of awards, can the clubhouse have its Grammy back?
Oh, I know. I was going to bring you to Emmy, honestly.
I feel like, honestly.
Right. It went missing, you know, and he was like, is that at the clubhouse?
Oh, that's hilarious.
We lost it.
Guess what, you guys? Chrissy's favorite pastime may be sitting on the sidelines of a Real Housewife fight, but now she's about to be a star player. It is time for Clubhouse Playhouse Green Screen Edition. Chrissy, head on over to the green screen where you will play a season 6 Kristen Takeman opposite a Ramona Singer hologram in the iconic Who Are You to Get Me Wet scene. Okay, here we go. And at your ready.
You hurled water at me. I hurled what I had in my hand. Sorry you got hurt. That's all I'm going to say. Bye.
That's not an apology, and you don't just hurl things at people's faces, Ramona.
So why did you throw water at me?
You're talking about getting your hair wet.
I didn't want my hair wet. Don't throw water at me.
Ramona, I am mad at you because you cut my lip and I bled.
Let me see.
No, I'm not going to show you my lip because you don't care about me and you don't care about my lip.
It looks fine. You're exaggerating.
I'm exaggerating? You drew blood.
Well, you threw water at me. Why did you throw water?
You have got to stop. You have to get over yourself.
No, get over yourself. Stop getting me wet. Who are you to get me wet? Who are you to get me wet? Who are you to get me wet? Did I ask you to get me wet? No.
And scene. That was amazing. Okay. Chrissy, congratulations, by the way.
She goes, I'm the milkman.
Last week.
Oh, what?
You had a big announcement last week.
What was it?
Your
Target?
Oh, Target! Sorry. Oh, wow! But yeah, that was, I know, it's been like years in the making and it's so exciting. And I have a Target collection. It's unreal, honestly.
Why don't you do it?
Swimsuit. You were a swimsuit.
No, I hate. I'd rather
a lot
be
of people don't know that.
Cookware is more important to me.
Okay, I like that too.
You also, we were talking during the break. You guys, you did not love being, as much as you love the Housewives, you did not love being name checked in that whole Kim and Mimi thing.
I know,
right?
Because I genuinely like, I think it's possible to like two people for different reasons,
yes.
And they can be totally different personality types, but you can respect and like them both, and I really do, and I didn't want to take sides, and sometimes
messy,
there's no team. Yeah, it got really dark, and I don't like it when things get too dark.
Yeah, me too. Okay, let's go to Katie from New York.
Questions for Chrissy. What was your reaction to Jax, Brittany, and Lala all getting engaged, and do you think that these relationships will actually stick?
I think one of them will.
Okay. One out of two.
Ain't
okay.
Bad.
Yes.
I like those odds. That's the divorce rate, so it's perfect.
Yes. okay. It's time for my mazel of the day. Excuse me. And in lieu of my normal mazel, I thought I would let Chrissy do the honors because Play-by-Play premiered tonight, and your mazel is for...
It's for Jerry O'Connell. I am so proud that we have a show that makes men love Bravo because John is a proud Bravo viewer.
Yes.
And now I just think like it was a genius idea and I'm very excited to watch it.
Yes.
I can't even tell you, John knows so much about Bravo and
we
got to
get John in there.
He's
yes.
so proud. He doesn't...
Yes.
And he loves me.
Yes.
Well,
instead of a jackal tonight, we have a bonus mazel. It goes to Chrissy and John for their version of the Below Deck opening. This was so amazing. I can't even believe. I mean, you actually like.
Shout out to our friends Jen and Mike.
Did they make that for you?
Yeah, Mike's a photographer. Jen does. I mean, she's a
stylist.
Hair. She is incredible at social media, and she produced this entire
video. It was amazing. You know. Chrissy, with you as Chief Stew, I can only imagine how many penis blankets were created by the end of that charter.
Oh, yes.
I want to thank Chrissy Teigen. You can get her book. It's a bestseller. Kelly Dodd and Frank the Milkman. Hey, everybody. Chrissy Teigen is signing her new book, Cravings, Hungry for More, to Kelly Dodd right now. Kelly Dodd from the Housewives of Orange County. Frank is from Manhattan Milk. That's the name of the company? Manhattan Milk?
Yeah, Manhattan Milk.
Very good.
Yeah, right to the door.
Okay, let's go to Kristen from Baltimore. Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
So beautiful.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Chrissy. Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly, this question is for you. Hi.
Hi.
Kelly, do you think
that Vicky and the other women want to mother Gina and help her through her divorce, or are they just being judgmental about her situation?
Well, I think they are, have good intentions. I mean, they've been through a divorce. They really want to see, they're older, of course, and they've been through things. They want her to succeed in her marriage. And so they're like, okay, you've got to try.
Right.
However that is. But I think they have good intentions, yes.
Let's go to Andrea from San Antonio with a question for Chrissy.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Chrissy. This Hi. Is for you. What was your reaction when you heard Cardi B rap on the song She Bad, that she wants a threesome with you and Rihanna, and who would your ideal threesome be with?
Literally that threesome. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so boring, and I would just literally be the one in the corner watching, I feel like. But, any group that I'm lumped into Rihanna with, I'm very, yes. very happy.
Absolutely. Let's go to Jordan from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jordan, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Kelly. Do you agree with Tamara that Shannon always tends to make things about her, and what do you think of their friendship?
Well, I think they have a really good friendship. I think they're like an amazing friend, and it's a true friendship, a loving. Yes, Shannon does. She makes it all about herself, and you're going to see it
play out.
Play out, yes.
Chrissy, Robbie, you wants to know, in your opinion, who has the best fashion sense in all the Housewives world?
Oh, Bethany.
Bethany.
Yeah.
Kelly, Nikki S. emailed, do you think Vicky is upset by Brooks getting married to someone else?
I don't think Vicky really cares. Honestly, I don't think. I think Vicky's over it.
Wait, Brooks is getting married to someone else?
Yeah, Brooks got married.
And trust me, I'd love to throw her under the bus.
Yeah.
But I don't really think
Kelly!
She cares. I don't really think she cares, so honestly. Funny.
Brooks is getting married?
Yeah, he's married, I believe. I believe he got married.
With Vic's teeth.
With Vic's teeth.
How did you meet Frank the Milkman?
I met Frank the Milkman at a fight. What was that fight called?
Mayweather and McGregor.
Yeah, it's like the very
Mayweather
big fight.
Mayweather and McGregor. What was that fight called?
Big fight. We were sitting next to it. My friend paid $10,000 for the ticket, and he goes, wait, you paid $10,000 for the ticket?
Pacquiao, Mayweather. Like it was like a little fight.
It's just a world fight.
Sat next to each other.
Wow. Yeah. And was the deal closed that night?
No, not at all. We didn't at all. Yeah. Nope.
That's okay.
No,
a little bit. Yeah.
We were just hot. A little bit.
It would have been a little
even.
Oh. It's fine.
I love to, but no.
Did you and John close the deal the first night?
Yes.
You did?
Wow.
Where did you guys meet?
Bravo.
Where did you meet?
On a video set for a stereo. Yeah, we were on a music video set all day together, and then I went to one of his shows, and then, yeah.
Who? You guys have relationship goals.
Thank you.
Who were you jealous of at John's at John's video shoot recently? You came out and said.
Oh, it was all of his the guys around him were all pumping up this girl that was one of the lead video girls, and they were like, "She's so beautiful, Chrissy. Look, isn't she beautiful?" And I was just like being a little head. I was young. Honestly, I was 20. One, like, I was just a brat, and I was jealous. That's it.
Right. There you go. All right. It's a normal emotion. Even Chrissy feels jealous sometimes.
Not anymore.
Let everybody give it up for Chrissy and Kelly. And for more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.